The Samsung Galaxy Buds FE are the perfect partner for your smartphone. Stay immersed thanks to active noise cancellation with AI technology that filters out unwanted background noise. Listen to your audio in comfort hour after hour with the new wingtip design and easy touch controls that make changing settings a breeze. That's a lot to love for just £99 RRP. The new Galaxy Buds FE. Buy now at Samsung.com.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, December 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve raising interest rates made 2023 a good year to have extra cash to invest, with many banks and money market funds offering rates not seen in years. But what should you do with your cash now that the Fed has signaled it could be done raising rates?
Most of the advisors I spoke to said that regardless of whether or not you feel like we're headed towards a recession or if the Fed can successfully pull off the soft landing that we've been hearing about, that you probably have too much cash.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moiz after the break.
Let's put out this campfire.
Dad, Smokey Bear said to.
Drown it with water, then stir it with a shovel and repeat until cool.
Wow, where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Signals from the Federal Reserve that it may be done raising interest rates have caused some people to consider changing their investment game plan for their cash. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moiz joins me. So, Amani, where did people invest cash this year to take advantage of higher interest rates?
A lot of cash went into money market funds or even brokerage accounts, just held as cash balances in brokerage accounts, because so many different accounts or products were offering these really high yields that were pushed higher by the Federal Reserve's interest rates.
So why have some people opted not to invest in stocks? We've seen several rallies that could have also allowed people to grow their money.
There's definitely a difference in risk profile. So if you can get a guaranteed 5%, which a lot of these accounts or funds were offering, a lot of people felt it wasn't necessary to take on extra risk.
The benefit there is that your cash is not going to go down in value like a stock might.
Right. Unless you're considering inflation, which complicates things a bit. But either way, those funds are a guaranteed return compared to a stock market, which is more of a bet.
So for people who have invested cash, what are financial advisors saying that people should have on their radar heading into the new year that could impact their investment?
Most of the advisors I spoke to said that regardless of whether or not you feel like we're headed towards a recession or if the Fed can successfully pull off the soft landing that we've been hearing about, that you probably have too much cash. Cash balances went up across the board over the last few years just because a lot of people were being more cautious because of all the geopolitical uncertainty, inflation. But the message that I'm hearing from advisors is now's the time to take more risk. Because as you said earlier, yes, you can get a guaranteed return, but if you put it in the stock market, you would have gotten a lot more.
And the Fed's chatter about interest rates, what's the connection here?
The Fed has signaled that it's likely done raising interest rates for now, barring kind of any big surprises in the economic data. And that's because we've seen inflation start to cool, prices aren't rising as fast, wages aren't rising as quickly, which is giving the Fed the confidence to say, you know what, okay, maybe we don't have to increase interest rates anymore in order to reach their inflation target.
Does that mean that the next step here is for the Fed to lower rates?
Yes, eventually. But what we're in right now is called a pause period, because no one really knows when the Fed will start to lower rates. And they've said that they're not even close to discussing lowering rates. But that puts investors in a really interesting situation, because conventional wisdom will say that the stock market will go up during a cutting cycle and it'll have a little bit of a harder time during a hiking cycle. But there's no real conventional wisdom for what to do in a pause.
If the Fed does go through a period of holding rates steady before they might potentially lower them, what does that mean for people trying to decide what to do with their cash?
There's conventional wisdom that applies for what to do during a hiking cycle and what to do during a cutting cycle, but there's not really kind of a rule of thumb for what to do in a pause, which is why I thought it was really interesting when I came across this new analysis from BlackRock that showed for every kind of rate hiking cycle and cutting cycle that the most rewarding time to invest is actually during this break. So if you're putting money into the stock market in between the last hike and the first cut, you're typically going to get higher returns than if you wait for before or after.
So it's a good reason to pay attention to what the Fed is saying.
Absolutely. It's usually a good idea to pay attention to them.
But is this cash versus stocks decision-making like walking a tightrope? We saw market rallies in 2023, but there are plenty of events, some are still going on, that created a sense of uncertainty around the world and here in the U.S. for the markets.
Cash is obviously always going to be your safest option. A lot of the advisors I spoke to said if you're still cautious and you're still concerned about a potential recession or what's going to happen with the various conflicts that we're seeing around the world, then maybe bonds are a safer bet for you. It's not as much risk as the stock market, but it's still in this pause period and then eventually in a cutting period, potentially going to be more rewarding than staying in cash.
So what should people keep in mind if they do decide to reduce some of their cash holdings going into the new year?
The first place that advisors say that people should look is longer-term bonds. So effectively, money market funds say they're averaging around 5% right now. A longer-duration bond, it'll look less attractive right now. However, if you buy them right now, you'll benefit from price appreciation because as yields fall, bond prices rise. So that's a really good way to get some returns right now if you believe that rates are going to get cut soon. But then also, one advisor I spoke to really emphasized that the average individual investor is really underexposed to equities right now. So if you're one of those people who cut back because you were cautious and taking a more conservative stance, maybe now's the time that you increase that exposure back up.
But if people have cash built up from a personal finance standpoint, what should they keep in mind if they decide to put some more cash into the market?
Well, you never want to invest money that you can't afford to lose. Always make sure you have your emergency fund, whether or not you think you need 3 months of expenses or 6 months of expenses. But just make sure you have a nest egg and don't put that nest egg in the market because you want to make sure that you can access it quickly in case of a rating day.
That's WSJ personal finance reporter Amani Moise. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.